It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
A lot of people think that Magic Camp is just for kids. And that's why so many other people in my class were kids. Self-fulfilling prophecy. It's really for anybody with a dream and a belief in magic and a little extra time after school.
You're an idiot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, it's the great crab debate. I will tell you, I'm having trouble getting people that want to defend crabs.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's a tough side to take.
877-365-3636. That is the number for our great crab debate. We'll give it as much time as it's required. This is my point.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Good.
A lot of people that I know, a lot of friends of mine, very good friends of mine, nothing pleases them more on a Friday night than sitting down at a local crab house where they bring these cockroaches out and they steam them in a big bucket of water and then they slap them down on your, you know, your table, and you got like a piece of butcher paper that's in front of you, and you take these mallets and you smash these tiny little claws, because they're not big crabs, they're small,
very small,
and they've got little hairy claws, and you try to smash them, and all you hear is this, you know. If you go into one of these places, you hear that, and it's people smashing crabs, and then they pick out tiny little pieces of
flecks
meat.
Flecks of meat.
Like really a thimbleful of meat for each crab. And there's so much cartilage and crap in there that you, and you cut your fingers as you're smashing through them.
You're bleeding.
Now, Buzz is with me on this. You said you were on the fence.
Well, here's the thing is I do think it has a place. Now, it's not in a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
What it is if you're in the backyard with friends that you enjoy,
right,
and you have a lot of beer,
yes,
and it's a Saturday afternoon, it's a social activity.
Yeah, well.
But it's never a meal.
Right.
It's never a meal because you expend more energy extracting the meat
than you
get meat when you extract it.
If they're friends that I enjoy, I'm going to have king crab legs or something, not Maryland
or
blue
spaghetti
crabs. Yes, or spaghetti.
Thank
or
you very much.
And what if it's a summertime? You see, now what you've done here
yes.
is you have forced me to defend them.
Yes, because you're a native of these parts where they don't know good food.
Whoa,
you see?
That's
what it is. Oh. Crabs, what's the number one, like, indigenous to this area? Mm-hmm. What is one of the big feasts that you have around here? It's crabs. Excuse me for coming from a part of the world where we have lobster.
Oh, okay. It's not so much that I suck. It's that you're so much better.
Of course it is.
You and your whole people. It's bad habit. Let's get around and we'll eat lobsters and talk about how stupid they are in the South.
Hey,
they lost the war. They lost the war in 1860, and here we are with our lobsters smelling low tide.
Let me take these calls. A lot of people waiting to join it. Mike, in let me see. I'm going down the line here because everybody's got a little slug line on here. Crab suck. Defending crabs. We have two people defending crabs.
Let's go to
the first crab suck call. I love my show. Mike in Leesburg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Great
How
town.
Are you?
Yes, Mike, I'm doing great, and I think that crabs suck. I think that the rockfish suck, and I also think that
rockfish is another regional favorite.
Rockfish, yes. in some circles, known as the striped bass.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe you're right.
That's what it's known in saner climes. Yes, go ahead.
You can call me Mr. Negative, but I also think when they fry those crabs, I don't know what they call them, but they're the soft shell crabs.
Soft shell crabs.
Right. Yes, soft shell. Now, I will tell you. I will tell you that a soft shell crab, in my opinion, if it's if you get it the right time and it's prepared the right way, can be just a darn ducky way to eat. Now, does that make me?
I'm Mike's grandfather, and if he ever eats a soft shell crab, I'll kick him out of the will.
Now, I like soft shell crabs.
Well, you see, you're weakening now.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
it's different.
You are.
It's different than the ones with the hard shell.
A cheddar
that you
is
smash.
Delicious. You fry up a cheddar and you have a sandwich. That's nice.
It's a cheddar. That's a good. Now, but it's not the same thing.
They're both too
small.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's really not the same thing because you can get a soft shell crab, put it on a sandwich, and it's fine. Mm. I'm talking
it's small
about
buzz, but you get to eat the whole thing.
You know,
the
whole thing is, we went out to a crab house on Friday night. I went out with the girls, and you walk in, and all you hear is the sound of these little mallets, and then they give you these little plastic things, that, you know, and you just they don't give you any tools that
did
you can
wear
really.
A bib?
I didn't wear a bib. No.
Did some people wear bibs?
No. My
bibs
daughter
are funny.
My daughter Catherine wanted the regular crabs.
Put on a bib.
Good
I'm your grandfather,
her.
Mike.
I got king crab legs. That's what
go.
I got.
Oh, that's a treat. That's
and
perfect.
Shrimp. And that's fine. You can peel them and you can eat them. But Mike, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to John in Sacramento. John, you know, this is usually an East Coast debate, but go ahead. Weigh in, John.
That's okay, because we got a lot of water in this part of the country, too. And my father used to make me go crabbing, as it were.
Yes.
And,
crabbing is fun.
And you drop the net and stand around.
But what's no good is when the railing is like 2x4s and you pull the crab net up and they all jump off. And
all right, that's catching the product. So, but you're not a fan of crabs, I'm taking it?
The eating it, yeah. You guys have already said all this stuff. My parents would take me and my sister when we were little kids to the local buffet, and we would have to go, and they had their utensils in their pockets.
Yes.
So they brought the tools with them.
Even though you're from Sacramento, you sound like you were traumatized.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It was not my idea of getting a good meal, no.
Agreed.
Thank you, John.
Can I offer crabbing,
yes.
A pro crabbing?
Go ahead, then we'll
talk
to Mike in Kansas. It's all over the country they want to talk about
that. Have you ever had a Kansas
crab? And then we've got
crab.
Virginia, Bethesda, Alexandria, the Eastern Shore. The Eastern Shore is going to defend crabs. That's the one I want to talk
right.
to.
When I was a boy, my father would take me crabbing at night, which was a different. At night, crabs will they'll swim on the surface.
Yes. How exciting that must
be. No, listen, here's what's funny. You'll like this.
What's
I promise.
This? What?
We'd scoop them up with the net, put them in the center of the dock, and put a lit cigarette in their claw.
Okay, and now I'm laughing.
And the thing is they walk with no purpose, and there's lots of people on the dock, and they see the crab going sideways, and they look down, and it's a crab smoking a cigarette.
Barrels
now,
fun.
That's funny.
That
barrels,
is serious funny, and that's why your father's a funny man.
Fuel sitting around.
Mike.
Just like in Jaws.
Kansas, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
I'm doing well. What you didn't ask me. That's I felt like a listener just then. Get to it, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, a couple years ago, we went out to visit some friends in New Jersey, and they prepared us this big meal of blue crab and Dungeness and all this stuff they thought was going to be just a great meal. And,
right.
Didn't go for it. I was thinking the taste was going to be like king crab, and I did not appreciate the blue crab.
All right, so now here's somebody who was new to the experience.
Right.
Somebody brings blue crab, the little Maryland blue crab. They're, of course, they're red or orangey when you cook them. And it was ridiculous, wasn't it? A lot of work for very little meat.
Exactly.
Not satisfying.
Yes, totally unsatisfying.
Where do you weigh in on a crab cake?
Or I should say dissatisfying. What?
What about a crab cake?
Well, crap, that doesn't count. Well, that's the meat. That's anywhere. You go to that any restaurant. Don't muddy this debate up. We are talking about the movie As Good As It Gets? With Jack Nicholson.
Yes. Saying,
he got hard shells.
Oh, yeah.
He got hard shells. That's what he went. There are people that dig it. There are people that go nuts for it.
I stand by the fact that it's a good social activity, but it's not a meal.
Yeah, social
Never
activity.
Is it a meal.
Why don't you just go and put nails into your fingers? That's what I think.
Oh, sure. You cut yourself.
Let's
that's
go
a good
to
social activity.
Greg in Virginia, 877-365-3636.
Works for our Lord.
Greg in Virginia, crabs suck. Yes, go ahead, Greg. We're waiting for our first defender. We're almost there, but I'm taking people for, as long as they've been
waiting. You're setting the table.
Yes, go ahead, Greg.
Man, crabs are a scavenger of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And
of the
whenever
what?
A scavenger.
Of the ocean.
Of the ocean.
Of the ocean, man.
And wherever the worst meat, the smelliest meat you can put in, the more crabs you're going to catch. And whenever you clean the crabs, you can call it mustard all you want, but it's crab poo-poo.
Yeah, it is.
That's
and that's
true.
Another, that is a brilliant point, Greg. I want to bring that up, too, because you're talking about foods like tuna, for example, where you have the big mercury scare, but nobody ever really talks about crabs that are sitting there down in the muck and stuff. And, you look inside
for
and some of the crap you have to pull out of a crab is very, very disgusting.
For a while, they wouldn't let you eat crabs from the Chesapeake, right?
I don't remember. I don't know. I've never purchased them.
Scare.
I just go in and get a lobster, a proper food.
I fly home and buy lobster.
Let's go to Jennifer in Bethesda.
On my plane.
Rob has suddenly turned me into a Kennedy for some ridiculous reason. Hello there, mother, father. Here I am in my wealthy mansion. I own an island. Jennifer in Bethesda, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm calling to say that they're absolutely delicious.
Ah, now someone finally. See, now that's the great debate, Jennifer, is somebody that actually will take the time to take the opposing point of view. I am here. I am here to hear your points.
Talk to us.
I think they're delicious. I think that the work is worth every tender, juicy bite. I think that the butter that you dip into is so sensual and sexy, and it's just something.
Did you say? Did you say you drip the crab meat into butter, Jennifer?
Oh yes, butter and Old Bay seasoning.
Old Bay.
Celebrity you most resemble, Jennifer?
Rob,
not fair.
Stop it, Rob. Now butter is the meat. So, the meat. I will tell you this: the meat when you get like a decent chunk of real crab meat out of a steamed blue crab, if you can, without severing a carotid artery.
That's right.
It actually can be tasty.
Oh, it's delicious.
But then again, let's address the Old Bay issue here.
Yes, uh-huh. Please.
You have one of the most powerful seasonings known to mankind.
Uh-huh.
And you see people with, you know, pouring this all on these mm-hmm. these crabs.
Celery,
you know?
Salt, really.
You're not talking about, you know, meat that just stands up by itself. Mm-hmm. It's just very fresh. It's the work issue, though. How much meat do you really get? Peel them quickly and you get a big chunky piece of shrimp.
And that's how crabs are for somebody who knows how to eat them.
But see, there it is. There's the elitist big attitude right there.
If somebody put lobster in front of you and Maryland blue crabs, which would you go for if you had to choose one?
Jennifer?
I would probably go for the crabs first since they're nice, very warm, and then I'd go for the lobster.
All right. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Now, one time
we appreciate
at
the call. That's Jennifer in Bethesda.
I was at a crab feast that had great keg beer, and the guy next to me didn't like crabs, but liked the cracking and doing of the crabs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he picked he did some crabs.
And then he had like a cup of meat,
right?
And he just gave it to my wife, and she could eat that, and she thought it was the best thing ever.
You know, for some reason, everything you're talking about sounds really sexual.
I know. He gave her the meat.
He gave it to her. He liked doing crabs.
He liked doing crabs.
He gave her the crabs.
I think, you know what? I'm with you. I don't like the cracking and the bake and the breaking, but I like the eating.
It's something that
is nice.
It used to be once a year. I said, I'll do this once a year because it's this wonderful, mm-hmm. homey little tradition.
You can go get a half bushel of Jimmy's.
You people have that. Is what you call them, Jimmy's?
Those are boy crabs.
All right, Jimmy's. All right.
And the gist of it is it worth the effort?
Chris, Alexandria, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, hi. Is it a debate that crabs suck, or is it hard crab meals suck?
Hard crab meals suck. Thank mm-hmm. you for framing the debate a little bit better. Yeah, I'm talking about the actual going out to a crab house mm-hmm. and ordering a dinner of hard blue crabs.
Well, that sucks, but crabs don't suck. I mean, like, I love taking my kids crabbing because it's a lot easier to catch the crabs in the net.
I'm not
going to
say it's not part of the debate. Like going out and throwing the chicken necks or whatever tubercular meat that the crabs are attracted to and drawing them into the dock.
I'd rather eat the necks.
That's a pretty good thing. That's a pretty nice little activity with the kids. I would imagine a little kid in a dock and you get a crab and you pull up the crab trap. Right. That's
give
a fun
cigarette.
Thing. I'm just talking about going out for the meal. It's just, and I know friends of mine that adore it, that really think that's a Friday night with meat and shards of shell flying around where you can get lodged in your eye.
Bloody fingers.
No. Yeah. Usually I go with my kids and like over the course of a week on whatever vacation or something, I'll catch like maybe 12 or 15 and then I'll sit down and crack them all open and take the meat out and then try to do some sort of meal, whether it's over, you know, asparagus or crab cakes or something like that, or crab dip or something, and then I'll do that.
Asparagus, the O'Maras will have you up to the compound.
Yeah, and incidentally, if you're talking about 12 crabs, you'll have enough crab meat to get like one tablespoon of sauce.
Depends on where you go. On Long Island a couple of years ago, I got 12 crabs, and I did three things of crab dip.
Really? Three things? Well, it must have been a lot of cream cheese. That's for sure. Thanks for calling.
And
we appreciate it.
And don't throw Old Bay under the bus.
I like Old Bay.
Because
I like Old Bay just fine, but I'm saying
they're liberal. Very little of it gets to the crab meat.
Yeah,
it's all on the outside.
Powerful seasoning, which might like keep away the poop smell, as far as I'm concerned.
You know what? It's good. Put it on fried chicken.
We're going to go to the heart of it here because I grew up around here when I moved to this area. This is the Eastern Shore of Maryland, where I lived for a good chunk of time. Uh-huh. Joe from the Eastern Shore, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Mike. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Nice talking to you, too. I know it's in your wheelhouse if you live down there.
I've lived here for the past 25 years.
Okay.
Crabs are everywhere. I live on the water. You can walk right out in my dock and get them. And it's not about eating them as much. I think Rob brought this up. It's the whole deal.
Well, that's what the last guy said, too.
The experience.
I am talking specifically for our great debate today, the great debate, about crab eating dinners, like hard crabs. Now, I'm not talking about even when you go into a grocery store and buy the meat that's already picked by those wonderful workers that actually, you know, are skilled at getting the meat out of there, which must be, I swear to God, I'd have a shotgun in my mouth by the end of the day.
It's mostly old ladies, I think.
Well, it's old ladies that do it.
Nobody around here does that. But the whole thing is you also have your fresh Eastern Shore corn to go with it.
A different food stuff.
Yeah, but it's the whole, you've got to combine.
What you're doing, sir, aren't you saying it's more of a social thing than a food thing?
It really is a social thing.
He agrees with me.
I really love the crabs.
But I think what you ought to do is just get a cold beer, have a piece of corn on the cob, just jab a pencil into your hand.
I know.
That'll work, too. Let's go. Rob, I want to take these quickly here.
Okay.
Let's go to Will in Chantilly. You say crabs rule, Will. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Rob's got the nail on the head. He's saying everything right. It's an activity. And, I mean, they do taste pretty good.
See, Mike, these are
Thanks
my people.
So much. Those are your people. There you
it's
go.
Hard let's to argue with that.
Let's go to Donnie in Calvert County. Donnie in Calvert County, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
I just have to call and let all these morons who think that the mustard is poop know that it is fat. It is not poop. Anybody with a half a brain knows that poop doesn't just float around in your body freely.
Which part is the poop?
The mustard. They call it mustard. It's the yellow stuff.
We call it, and in Maine, with a lobster, we call it tamale. You call it the tamale.
Scrape it off.
Don't give me that look.
Say there, lovey. Would you be love and come and rinse off the tamale? This 10-pounder is full of tamale.
Oh, God. So it's not poop. So, but where do you line up on the old crabs there, Donnie?
I love them. I mean, all right. I grew up in Maryland. I've been eating them as long as I can remember.
Oh,
and when you grow up eating them, you learn to pick them, and it's not a problem. I can go through a dozen crabs in an hour.
Yeah,
and
I
get
know.
Every last in piece of meat
hour.
Out of it.
Yeah, but it's still an hour, 58. All right, that's a yay for crabs.
Yes.
Let's go to George Alexandria. Another yes to crabs. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, no, I think the last guy nailed it because you guys have some kind of envy about picking them. If you can't pick them, then you're not going to experience the pleasure of back fin crab meat.
I can pick them. I've had enough crab dinners.
You talk about a thimbleful of meat. You don't know what you're doing.
Oh, because there's cartilage in crap. You got to be a brain surgeon to be able to get through those things, especially the little ones. And once
at 3 and 4 years old, kids around here know how to pick crab.
Yeah,
but you guys just don't know what you're doing.
You want large, medium, jumbo, and stuff. Yeah. I am not a moron.
I bet George can pick anything.
Let's go to TJ.
Crabs,
DJ.
Nose scabs.
DJ wants to talk about crabs and buffets.
Yeah, this is a very interesting story. See, this is a few years ago. There's a buffet in Sacramento called JJ North's. And,
best restaurant in the town.
Jay North, Dennis the Menace.
Well, I had went with my uncle and his friend. And it was just his
Rob, let the man talk.
His next-door neighbor, he was an old man. We went with him. Uh-huh. The first thing that happened is we went there. He had brought plastic baggies that he had put food inside of. He got crab, roast beef, every kind of food that you could imagine. He stuffed his pockets with it. And then when it was time for us to leave, he decided that he was going to stay. He said that he had to use the bathroom, and he would call
us. All right, thanks. It's a lovely story. It was just going on too long.
Don't
John Clemson, go ahead for crabs. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like them too.
Thank you very much. Jeff in Long Island, what do you think of crabs? Jeff. Now, what happened there?
I agree with Jeff.
We didn't get the delay hit, did we?
No.
Let's go to Alex in Woodbridge. Alex, go ahead. Crabs.
Yeah, I think crabs are pretty much a mind game. I mean, it's like...
What?
It's like
this way, let's hear him out. Hear him out.
It's like pistachios. If you ever de-shell the whole like rack of pistachios or crabs and dip them in butter, it ruins the whole experience. I mean, it's just overwhelming at that point. You're supposed to work at it so you feel like you actually did something to deserve that little morsel of meat.
Well, here's a little tip for you, okay? When I go out to dinner at the end of a week, uh-huh. I've worked all week, okay? My work is here, talking to you people, every day of the week, all right? Toiling away in the blast furnace that is this show, trying my very best to stay interesting, topical, and hysterical. The fact is, I don't want to do that at dinner with my kids. I don't want to sit there and do brain surgery. I want to have something and put it in my tummy, then go home, you know, and go to sleep.
I think everyone will agree with you that it's not a go-to-a-restaurant meal.
Well, there are restaurants that serve them around
here.
I was at one Friday night with all the tap, tap, tap.
There's the last word.
Yeah, Katie, it was
Katie
funny.
Likes that.
Katie enjoyed it. Katie really liked that one.
Well,
see,
settle down.
The joke was
mildly amusing.
He ate the whole shell, you see. That's exactly... Yeah.
I laughed so hard I broke a sweat.
Yes, okay, Katie.
You're working
Thank
yourself
you.
Up.
Thank you
Having
very much.
Having a good time.
That's Katie, everybody. All right, when we come back, we'll have our Hollywood buzz. Pretty much split down the middle as far as yay and nay.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm just not going to one of those places for a long, long... I'll go there, but I'll eat shrimp.
I know what I learned in that segment.
What's that?
You think I don't know how to eat.
And you think I'm a blue-blood Yankee from Boston? Sounds like a Kennedy. We'll come back with the Hollywood Buzz, and also we'll be talking to... No, we're not doing the Hollywood Buzz next. We're talking to the Repo Man.
Sure.
Repo Man.
Patrick Altes is coming up next. I got all crabby on the brain. So we'll talk repoing cars, everything you ever wanted to know about that, coming up on The Big Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.